So you're standing at the tram stop and the light's red. There's no tram, there's no cars, there's nothing. It's free, you can walk across. Do you cross the road with the red light on or not? Do you wait till the light goes green? Now that might not seem like a really big question, but it is, because it reposes on some fundamental theories of ethics. And to answer that question, we're gonna go to Konigsberg in Prussia, 1700s, Immanuel Kant. Now we're into a real heavyweight of philosophy. Now Kant spent his whole life in this small town of Konigsberg. He never left. And he was an inveterate bachelor. Now if you don't know what an inveterate bachelor is, you can Google it and check it out. All I can say about that is it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. This guy was like a clock. I mean, he used to walk around the gardens of Konigsberg at exactly the same time every day. The locals used to say that you could tell if it was 5 o'clock and check that your timepiece was correct by seeing if Immanuel Kant came around a certain corner at exactly 5 o'clock. That's how rigid his life was. And yet, such a boring life led to such an immense idea, known as the categorical imperative. Now, Kant said that you've got a priori situations and posteriori situations. A priori means that you do something without testing, without checking. Posteriori means after the event. So you have to go and check and test, and after that you make up your mind. So if you say something is done a priori, it means you basically do it on principle. And he thought that this was the key. He said that if you think too much in ethics, if you use what he called the hypothetical imperative, which is, well, should I cross the road or not? Are there cars? Let me figure it out for myself. There's no one around. I'm not breaking any rule, really. Let me go. You're in the wrong way of doing things. You need to have a principle up front, which is, I will not cross the road if the light is red. Full stop. I'll never cross the road if the light's red. It's red, there are no cars, I don't care, I'm just going to stand there and wait till it goes green. He thought the best categorical imperative was this idea that you should be able to duplicate what you do in time and space so that it could apply to any place, anywhere, anytime. And if it would hurt nobody and would be good under different conditions, then it has to be a good decision. So you can never go wrong if you follow the rules, if you stand at the road. Whereas if you think, should I cross the road or not, you might have missed something. Maybe a car is suddenly going to appear. If you take it to another context, where there is a lot of traffic and people start thinking like that, then you can have disasters. So he thought it was better to just be categorical about things, the categorical imperative. And for Kant, the most supreme categorical imperative is never to treat another person as a means to an end, but always as an end in itself. Because if you duplicate that in time and in place, it'll always be good. You'll never go wrong. So next time you're at the tram stop, have a good think about Immanuel Kant.